Hello, everyone. I'm Ryan O'Clavin with your Diz Daily Fix for Thursday, December 28th, 2017, and here's what's happening today. So yesterday, on one of the busiest days of the year at Disneyland Resort, a power outage affected some areas of the park. Not a great day for it to happen either, since the park was pretty much at capacity. According to reports, power went out at about 11 a.m. in both Toontown and Fantasyland due to issues with a transformer at the Disneyland Resort. Guests were escorted off of several rides in those areas, including the monorail, and It's a Small World Holiday. Like I said, tough day for this to happen because Disneyland Today tweeted at around 1 p.m. that they were only accepting park reentry guests and guests with annual passes that didn't have blockout dates. But by 5 p.m., this is all Pacific time, the park was up and running accepting guests, so hopefully today all goes well and no issues, because that's the last thing you want to do is be in a completely full park and have something like that happen. If you haven't seen any of the videos, I would check them out. It's insanity. But back to the East Coast, over at Disney Springs, celebrity chef Kevin Dundon has stepped away from his managing role as chef partner of Raglan Road Irish Pub. Now, Dundon has been with Disney Springs, with the pub, since its opening in 2005, along with managing partners Paul Nolan and John Cook. Dundon announced his departure in a press release where he gave commitments to his family and luxury hotel, Dunbrody House in Wexford, Ireland, as reasons for his exit. Co-founder Paul Nolan said of the decision, quote, "Raglan Road has had a terrific run with Chef Dundon, and we wish him well in his endeavors," end quote. Dundon said, quote, "I depart with a great sense of pride and wish Raglan Road continued success," end quote. According to the press release, Herberto Segura will stay on as the eatery's executive chef. I've never actually done the sit-down dining there, but I've heard good things, so I'll have to check that out. Now, finally, the roads at the Walt Disney World Resort can be extremely busy throughout the holiday season, especially on New Year's Eve. So Disney is strongly encouraging guests to plan for extra travel time and to pay careful attention to road signs, as road closures and redirects will be place all across Walt Disney World property on December 30th and December 31st. That's this Saturday and Sunday. And the roads are already pretty confusing at some points. So, follow their advice. Some places to watch out for are Seven Seas Drive on December 31st the 30th and the 31st from 6 to 11 p.m. The Magic Kingdom area on December 31st from 10 until 2:30 a.m. The Epcot area on December 31st from 10 until 2:30 a.m. Disney's Hollywood Studios on December 31st from 10 until 2:30. Animal Kingdom, the 31st, 10 and 2:30, and of course Disney Springs, the 31st, 10 and 2:30. So pretty much the big important one to watch out for is the 31st from 10 until 2:30. And then Seven Seas Drive on the 30th from 6 to 11. So lots of redirects, pretty confusing. Head over to www.info.com if you want to check out that full list of how what they're all doing with the redirects, where we're going, if you want to plan ahead like that. It might be pretty helpful. I'd just say be careful on the road, period. It's New Year's Eve. People drink and drive, which is crazy and ridiculous, so don't do that. Now, over on the Diz today, our featured article comes from Monique Shepherd, titled "Six Things I'd Do Differently on My Next Trip to Walt Disney World." Might be a pretty helpful one to check out for those of you planning your first visit, well, any visit, honestly. So you can find out that article and many other great ones on www.info.com. Trending on the boards today is a thread that was started by poster Pisces Mama, who is getting ready to head out on her very first Disney trip, Walt Disney World, in fact. In the thread, she tells how she joined Disboards nearly a year ago and can't believe that her trip is coming up in just 4 sleeps. she's asking posters, what one tip do you wish you had known about for your first visit? Folks are sharing all kinds of great information in the thread entitled "If You Knew Then," such as making your FastPass Plus selections for early in the day so you can make more once you've used those. You can stop by the Theme Parks Attractions and Strategies Forum to join in this discussion and share your tips as well. Now, finally, the weather. Out in Anaheim today and tomorrow, it's going to be sunny with highs around 80 and lows in the mid-40s. Here in Orlando today and tomorrow, we're having highs right around 70 for both days. Tonight, the low is going to be around 60. Tomorrow, around 50. Yes, please and thank you. I cannot wait. But for links to everything that was discussed in today's Diz Daily Fix, you can visit the Daily Fix main page at www.info.com/dailyfix. That is going to do it for me today and for the rest of this year. So I hope everybody has a great last few days of 2017 and a very happy new year. It's my birthday on Monday, the first day of the year. So I am looking forward to that, I guess. But anyway, I hope you all have a happy and safe new year. Bye, everyone.